January 2015. The topic tonight is Lo Bashamayim Hi. It's talking about, we'll discuss a bas kol and what are the situations when we can listen to a bas kol. We'll see a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. We'll delineate three shitos, and then we'll try to understand some of the philosophical ramifications behind those shitot.
To know what to do in case you get one.
Right? In case you are lucky enough or worked on yourself hard enough to be a kli that would be able to for nevuah to rest on. Okay, so the first source is the a lot of these sources the Gemaras you've seen before, but we'll try to put it all together. So the first source is the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, which talks about the Tana Shel Achnoi. So we'll just run through that. So it says Tana Hasam Chatchu Chulios V'Nasan Chul Ben Chulia L'Chulia. They cut up an oven vertically, horizontally, however they did it, and they put sand, not cement, they didn't re-cement the oven again, all they did was put sand in between the cases. So the question is that considered enough of an oven again, and we know that the oven could be metame, or do we say those are just shivrei kelim, and it's not really considered an oven because it's just loosely held together by the sand, so it's not an oven, and therefore it's things baked in it would be tahor. So this came to a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, Metaher v'chachamim, Metamin. V'zehu tana shel achnoi, why is it called an achnoi? She'akifu drayim ka'achnoi zu v'tamo. The chachamim surrounded it with svaros and words to try to understand it, and they came to say that it is considered an oven again, and therefore it's metame. Tana, ba'osu hayom heishiv Eliezer kol tshuva shabolom vel kibul imenu. Rabbi Eliezer tries to bring all his proofs, and they didn't accept him. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, im halacha kamosi, if the halacha is like me, charezeh yochi, this carob tree is going to prove that I'm right. Neka charvim komo mea amav amolah arba amayas amo. 400. Some people say that it jumped 100 amos or 400 amos. I saw in the Marsha, he gave me, what's the carob tree? It seems that a carob tree maybe gives fruit maybe just for 70 years. And then only after, yeah, I thought it was saying, no. Oh, maybe, no, oh, it's after, oh, it's after 70 years. So we're saying that it's a type of fruit that doesn't, right. So it's like a tree that doesn't give off fruit. He's trying to hint to the Chachamim, your Svara is not a fruitful Svara. It's not something which is Poreach. It's not something which flowers. So that's why he gave the proof from the carob tree. So then they said, Amy Vin Rayam from carriage, Minacharev. So then he says, if the halacha is like me, the mayim yochichu, chazuham mayim lachoreim. The water started flowing upstream. The marsha said, what is that? He wanted to say that the water flows to the lowest point. He wanted to say that you're sticking to your pshat, even though I brought all my rayas, because you're it's gaiva. You're not lowering yourselves like water should lower yourselves to accept my svaras. And they said, we don't accept proof from water.
If the oven works.
Right, so it does work. But the question is, does it have the shame halacha of... They put some insulation around it, but is that enough? Is that similarly enough?
It's a whole oven or if it's parts.
Right. So if it's considered an oven, then it can be mekabel tuma. Okay, but a normal oven, we might say halachically, an oven needs to be cemented well together to be considered a halachic oven to mekabel tuma. If you just put some pieces together, according to Rav Eliezer, that wasn't considered a halachic oven. So so then they said, what about im halachim osi kodli beis hamedrash yochichu, the walls of the beis medrash, they started falling in. Rabbi Yeshua screams out at the walls, what are you getting involved in our machlokes? And finally he says, if Rabbi Yezis of halach is like me, min hashamayim yochichu, it'll be proof from the heavens. Yosef Baskur of Amra Malachem Eitzel Rabbi Yezis Shalach Kamosu B'chol Makam. The halacha always vows Rabbi Yezis. Why are you arguing with him? Rabbi Yeshua stands up on his feet, screams him, and says, Lo b'shamayim hi. Halach is not decided, with baskels. It's not. It's the sechel enoshi. How do we know? It says, Amar Bir Shechvar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai. Torah is given to Har Sinai. Ein Onu Mashkichim Baskel Shechvar. It's already a rule in the Torah that says Achrei Rabim Lahatos, and therefore we're going to, you know, you're outruled, you're a das yachid, you know, we rejected your proofs, and we don't take these extra heavenly signs as proof, and the halacha follows us. Then they, Rav Nassan met Eliyahu and says, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at that time? So Amalei, Kachayach, he was smiling, V'amor Nitzchuni Bani, Nitzchuni Banai. I always understood that, you know, my children defeated me. Someone said, mentioned, I saw maybe Netzach, meaning this allowed the eternity, you know, this rule of Torah Shabbal Peh almost allowed Torah Shabbal to continue, you know, through the millennium. So, source two. So, I guess from source one. So, I guess we all, at least I grew up in high school, and you hear this idea of Lo Vashamayim Hi, and what are you saying? Do you listen to a Baskol, or you don't listen to a Baskol? You would say...
No,
you don't listen to the Baskol, and that's it. Okay, right. So you don't listen, and that's right. And the only things that decide halacha is the seichel and nashi, is human logic. Is you have to analyze, and that's what counts. We don't take heavenly signs, and that's how, you know, it was learned very strong.
It's a good start.
I guess it's a good start.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm assuming we might feel different if we actually have heard.
Okay. So source two, I think, is gonna push along, and I'm going to see this is, and this is, and then source two is going to, I think, point along in this direction also, and the following. It's Gemara in Tmura Daf Tez Zayin. So Gufam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shloshes Alafim Halachos Nishtachku Bimei Evel Shom Moshe. They forgot 3,000 halachos when Moshe died. So they said to Yeshua, Sha'al, ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, about the halacha. So Rav Yehuda said, Lo Yoshua said, "Lo b'shamayim hi." I can't do that. Torah is not. After Moshe dies, we no longer receive Torah from Shemayim.
Is that taken as a metaphor, the number meaning a lot as opposed to?
Yeah, okay, I mean, they say you'll have to look at the commentators. But another one we mentioned later on in the source is mentioned 1,700. So maybe someone discusses what those are. Very possibly metaphors for certain ideas that escape me. So then they ask Shmuel, and it says in the Torah, Eila HaMitzvos, these are the mitzvos, meaning only these, whatever we got from Moshe. Sheina Navi Shrai L'Chadesh Davar. But the rule is, a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh, you know, new halachos. So therefore, I can't help you. Are those two phrases are the same idea or not? Usually when you hear two in Chazal, but that, which are phrased differently, they might be pointing to different things. I saw someone saying that really they're pointing to the same idea, but Yehoshua, it doesn't follow through the whole Mamre, but you want to say in the beginning, maybe Rav Yeshua, who heard the Torah, so if he just forgot it, so if he would have gotten again, it wouldn't be a he can't use the part of a chiddush, because it's not chiddush for him, it's just because he already heard it once already. Shmuel can maybe go to Ein Navi Rishai L'Chadesh Tava, because for him it would be completely new, because he hasn't heard it. Shmuel HaNavi.
From the time Moshe passed away to Yeshua, till Shmuel, they didn't know these 3,000.
Right, we'll see when it was we'll see. So they asked Shmuel, and he couldn't do it. So then they asked, what about?
It was about Shemitah.
No, because it says it has to be. No, because it's going to say in the time of the Shoftim. So. We'll have to think about it. So then he says, okay, somewhere is Nafka, one of the cases that Gemara was discussing, a certain chatas that the baal of the owner of the korban died, and they weren't sure what exactly to do with that korban. You just let it, it has to die by itself, or once it gets a mum, it can be shechted. So that was one of the things that they didn't know the halacha. Amar le Pinchas, so Shaal, ask, you know, Pinchas, please ask. So he says, Lo Shabbat Shemayim, the same answer, and then they ask Elazar from the Kohen Gadol, asked Urim V'tumim, and he gives that answer. Again, so what did they? Another brisa says 1,700 kalvachomers and gzeira shavos digduke sofrim. They forgot when Moshe died. So Amar Rav Avohu afal pikein. So what happened? Nechzir nosnil ben kenaz mitoch pupulo. They didn't relearn. They weren't able to go to the Urim V'tumim. They would go to a baskol or to a navi, you know, to try to understand those halachas. But how can you this earthly way of snil ben Kenaz through his pilpul and relearning, though he was able to relearn and rediscover those halachos.
But yeah. He did something with the animal. The example that we gave in Avchata Shemesu Baalel, if that case actually happened, they said, Pirchashal, I'm not going to show El. Okay.
Right.
What do I do with the animal?
Right.
Obviously, they did something with the animal.
Right.
They either let it sit or they didn't. So they did Paskin.
Okay.
And they Paskin something.
Right. But they didn't know. And
they
then, right, until, right. And the Banos Nil Ben Chana somehow, with his logic, came to a conclusive proof that everyone agreed to and somehow restored the halacha that everyone agreed to. Right, but there could have been certain of the 3,000 categories that they just forgot. There might have been halachas governing our lives that they just completely forgot. And we were going along doing things that we just didn't know halacha said anything about. You know, maybe from that Gemara. So again, you know, through these first two Gemaras are pushing that, lo bashamayim hi, and you don't listen to, very literally, and you don't listen to a basko. This is the shita that I learned in high school, maybe many of us learned at that time, and it's really the shita of the Rambam. So I quoted in source 3 the Rambam from his introduction to Mishnayis. The first part, he's talking about, actually, even the Rambam says you don't listen, to ein navi rishay lechadesh davar. There is a mitzvah to listen to a navi. There's a lov tishma'un. You have to listen. There's a mitzvah of one of the tayag mitzvahs is to listen to a navi. And if you don't listen to him, you're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. I'm equating that something that's outside human intelligence. So I'm putting it. And the Rambam seems to put it together.
To be a good person, not listen to a navi.
Okay, but it's not. But we'll see that the navi is allowed to tell you once he's proven to be a navi, a navi emet, and he doesn't have to do signs that are like Moshe split the Red Sea. I mean, but he tells you something which is, really not, planning. In the summer months it's going to rain at noon, and tomorrow at noon when there's not a cloud in the sky, and all of a sudden it rains, and he does this 2-3 times, and then he's accepted. Then he comes along and says, "I want you this Shabbos to smoke a cigar, and I want you, or I want you not to put on tefillin." You have to listen to him. It's a mitzvah asay to listen to him, to listen to that navi.
Navi tells you
I didn't say that. If he says to you,
smoke on Shabbos,
if he says that you can always smoke it from now on forever, there's never an isser of eish on Shabbos, that you don't believe him. But if he says, if he tells you right, then, so there's two things. He can't tell you anything, even for a temporary time, to worship Avodah Zarah, but for, if he's doing it for a limited time, he can tell you, we'll give the examples. He's telling you to go and start making weapons and mifayin and go in war on Shabbos, and then we'll see it. And the Zuckin says, I'm an old guy, I've never mechal Shabbos in my whole life, I don't want to do this. That Zuckin, and there's other people to do it, that person, it is against halacha. We just listening to what the Navi said. So that's that was the beginning of the source in the Rambam's Perek HaMishnayos. There was an Issachar race to do Bama, at that time, and Tarasha. And if Eliyahu would have said now forever, and but for that time, so that's the proof, and from what the Rambam's learning from. So he says,
not to challenge you, but yeah. What did Eliyahu do that was usher?
I think at that time,
outside the fire, you could say he did something, but he didn't do anything. He put an animal.
He made a bama.
Built a bama.
So he built a bama, but he didn't bring a carbon on it.
He did.
No, he didn't. He put an animal on it. He didn't.
That's the case that Beit HaMikdash also the Yeshiva for this guy.
No.
Yes.
No.
They had the yes, but the H came out of this guy.
Afterwards, but they lit the fire. Here, Aliyah didn't light the fire, but we won't discuss that.
Okay, so that basically some of the underlines is what I've been talking about. Again, I want to get more towards the next page when he starts talking about a Navi. So this is what a Navi was allowed to do. Imil a Navi, I'm underlined, Avoral Dvar Torah, Shamalo. You have to listen to him, except if he tells you about Avodah Zarah. Avap Tanai, the Tanai is so Shalo Yikva Zeledoros. He can't completely uproot it, forever. And his example is Yom Alano B'Yom Shabbat, Shenakum, on this Shabbat, you should get up, women and men, and you should light a fire. V'nasvo klei zayin. I'm doing where it's underlined. V'nachman v'nilcham b'anshei makom, and you should go to this place, and you should wage war on this place. Then you have to do it. You have to do it. He says bezrizut. V'charitzut, b'li pikpuk v'li akuv. You have to hurry up and do what the Navi said. That's the mitzvah saseh. And if you want to... what I highlighted. Aval Adam Sharoa, and if a man says, Lifi Dimino Tzadik Vyashav, who's a cane, Vyashesh, Vyomahine, Zakane Ma'od, I'm old. Bakfar Ben Kach Vakach Shonim, my whole life, Lo Avarti Ashun, Mitzvah, Mitzvah. I never did these Averos. Veichakum Hayom, Shehu Shabbat, and I'm going to be over in Isser Skila, and I'm going to go to war. I'm not going to add anything to this. Anilo, Sifalo, Yigarev, Lo Achrim, there's other people who can do this. Other people can wage this war. And because it's quotes the pasuk. Okay, but now let's go to how the Rambam continues. Let's turn the page.
He's a navi.
He has to bring certain osos. He has to bring certain, and they come exactly true. They can't be 90% true. They have to work out. If he says it's going to rain at 12 and it rains at 12:02, even though it's right, that's not good enough.
So
he's a Navi Sheker.
But that,
but he comes and he says he's doing, you know, and he brings the oath a few times. Then he's a Navi Amet, and we have to believe him.
But it's up to a Beis Din to make that decision, presumably. Somebody has to make
okay.
those things.
Okay. But now he goes on to, let's say the Navi starts going into what we were talking about earlier, paskining shilas. So it's very strange. He wants to say, he's allowed to tell you, you know, be over this Isser Skila. That he's allowed to say. But we're going to say what he's not allowed to do. He wants to say, if he tells you in this machlokas, Hashem told me that the halacha is like so-and-so, he's going to be considered a Navi Sheker, and he's going to die with Chenek. So it's a very interesting interesting Rambam. Yes.
An example, couldn't it be a Yotzei Dofen because he was telling him to go out to war? Maybe it was Kuach Nefesh or something, but he can't tell you on a regular Saturday, go light a cigarette.
He can. He can. If he's a Navi Emet and he says it, that this is coming from a Dvar Shav, there happens to be a Machlokes. Everyone agrees if he says this is the Nevuah I got from Hashem, I want you to light a cigarette, you light a cigarette. If he says, there's actually a machlokes between Ramban and Rama, if he says from my own idea, I think it's a good idea for Klal Yisrael to not put on tefillin tomorrow, or to, you know, then he says, still the Rambam says, we don't listen to him, because he's not saying he got that idea from, right, as a Nevuah. The Ramban actually says that, if I'm not mistaken, that part of the mitzvah of Eilav Tishma'un even includes those things that are coming from himself, even when he admits that it's not coming from a Nevuah, from Hashem, but once he is established as a Navi Amed, you even listen to those types of ideas. It's not my, you know, not my topic tonight, but I think that's true. Okay, but let's see what he says with about halacha, the Navi with halacha, and this is why I wanted to bring down this Rambam. V'hanavi hazeh atzmo, shetzivanu b'med, next page 2, v'med shetzivanu lasos b'yom zeh shehu Shabbat. This Navi that said, I want you to be mechal Shabbos, and we have to listen to him. Im Yomar, if he told you something different, the same, if this Navi told you that Tchum Shabbos is not 2,000 Amma, but it's 1,999 or 2,001 Amma, something like that, and I heard it from Hashem, Hashem told me this, not that I can't, you know, then he's considered a Navi Sheker, and he gets killed Bechenek. That's a sign that he's a Navi Sheker. Hashem doesn't do that. Okay. What else on the line? Navi, it's only in this aspect that you have to listen to him when, as long as he's not saying it permanently, and he's not telling you to do Avodah Zarah, you have to listen to him. About any other thing else, a Navi is like any other Chacham. Aval bi'iyun uvedin, uvechakira b'dinei HaTorah, harehu kishar Chachamim, hadom lo she'enam Nevi'im. And he gives this example. If he gives a certain perish on a certain halacha, he thinks it should be this way. And someone else who's not a Navi argues differently, right? Then we don't say, listen to that, we don't listen to him. Even if 1,000 people who are like Eliyahu and Elisha, right? Nevi'im, to that degree, come and say, this is what we think the halacha should be. And a thousand chachamim and one, the avo, but just by one, think ha-hefech, also ha-perish, achrei rabim lahatas, you go like the majority, vosin kedvivrei ha-elech chachamim v'chacham. You go according to the thousand and one who are not chachamim, and not against the thousand, who are not nevi'im, against the thousand nevi'im. But now he continues. V'chein, third, continue underline. Im amar hanavi, shashem amar lo ki ha-psak b'mitzvah ploni kach. This is the psak. V'shedino shel ploni hu anachon. Or, you know, there's machlokas, he says, this din is goes like this, this tana, this, you know, this goes this way. Harehu Navi, that also Navi Nerag, he should be killed. Lefishu Navi Sheker, that defines him as a Navi Sheker. So the Rambam really takes this Loba Shemaim, he very to an extreme, and says a Navi can't come anything into the halachic process. If he starts saying in the halachic process that halacha, I feel the halacha is like this person, he's considered a Navi Sheker. We'll see that the Ramban is going to disagree with that. Lefishu Ein Torah Achre Ashlech Harishon Ein Tosefes Ein Geron, because it says Loba Shemaim. You see it again in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, source 4. V'cheinim akar davar mitvarm shalaman lupi hashmua osha amar b'din midinei Torah shashem tzivu alo shadin kachu. All the Navi is saying is this is a halacha kedivrei ploni. Even if he just says the halacha is kedivrei ploni, there's already a machakus going on, and he says the halacha is like this guy. This guy, he's considered a Navi sheker v'yachane.
If he's considered a Navi sheker, we need to take in the case of the Navi. Yeah. You've seen the Baskel is Baskel Sheker.
Okay, excellent. We're going to get to it. We're saying. Right. Okay. But it's a sign. It's a sign. I guess he's saying that since we say. Right, that's the Sheker. The Sheker is that he says that God told me that the halacha is like this person. That because we already know from Lo B'Shamayim. Hashem would never say that.
You don't understand, but where did the Baskel get his.
No, Baskel is something else.
Excellent. Excellent. Why? Say, what's your question?
Where did the opinion of the Baskel come from?
What, so meaning? Shemayim. So the question is what?
Nobody said that was a sheker.
Okay.
So you're irrelevant to the discussion.
Right.
Why is he considered?
Can't kill a Baskel.
Right. So
he made the
right. So the Torahs are.
He says may be true, but the fact that he's making
a sock. No. God told the Baskel.
Right. I think the answer is this. Once God says, according to the Rambam, once God, I think this is the answer. Once God says, Achrei Rabam Lahatos in the Torah, he's telling you, then any Navi was trying to say, this is the way the Psak should be, and Hashem told me this, is already going against, he's trying to be Oker, Achrei Rabam Lahatos, and that we know for sure he's going to be a Navi Sheker. That's the Shita of the Rambam.
But Saki gives us right.
That's
when he presents his opinion as a Navi, as opposed to as a Chacham.
Correct.
He can present his opinion
as a Chacham, 100%.
But he can't present it as
correct.
Because a Navi is outside of the halachic process.
It's not that it seems like the Rambam is defining Navi Sheker, not as that he's not really a Navi,
right?
But that he's a Navi who exceeded his bounds.
No. Because Hashem would never.
He says first he's a Navi, but he's talking about
Hashem. He's a Navi
who passed all
he became
the
Navi. So
but then, right.
Right. A lie is in the book.
Right. So there is a. Right. So in the case of Navi, there is a machlokas of when. You know, is it at the time his simonim are correct then, or was he once, you know, good and then he turned bad? But that's
a close to nine. Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue and let me bring another sheet.
Because it's not only a Navi who can receive the Baskel.
The Rambam who said correct. People once you hear a Baskel, right? It's a lower level of I would say a lower level than a Nevuah. Correct. So the Rambam who says Lo Bashamayim he, I thought it was interesting to point out another case where he paskins against Shamayim. If you look at Source 5, the Ra'ah Kohen, it talks about Saras. So the pasuk says, "Ra'ah Kohen es hanega ba'or habasar v'seya b'nega hafach lavan." We're in Vayikra Yud Gimel. So first it says, if you look at the order of the pasuk, first there are changes in the skin, right? And then there's changes in the hair. So look at Source 6. The Mishnah in the Gai in Perek Dalet says, it picks up on that. He says, "In baheret." Kadma l'seyar, the changes in the skin come before the seyar, seyar lavan before the seyar lavan. So tameh. So then you're tameh. This is saras because that's the normal way as it should happen. V'imser lavan kodem lebaheres. But if the white hair turned white before the skin changes happen, that's not saras. So you're tahar. V'im safek. Let's say we don't know. We don't know. We're just looking at it now, and now you see skin changes and the hair, and we don't know that it followed the normal order of first the skin changes and then the hair changes, and therefore he's tame or not. We don't know. So the Tanakama says, the Stan Tanakama says tame. Rav Yeshua gritted his teeth, which they explained that he thought it was tar. He was arguing. So now look at this next Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Pei Vav. Kamithli b'mesifta derakia. They were arguing up in Shemayim. And they discussed our case, and they agreed. First of all, they agreed with the first half of the Mishnah. Im baheret kodemet leser lavan. If it's the normal order, you're tamei. Bim seir lavan kodem lebaheres. If the order gets switched, I agree with it. You're tahor. Safek. If you're safek, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says you're tahor. The Kula Masif Rakia Amrei Tamei. The Kula Masif Rakia said you're tamei. How does the Rambam paskin Hilchos Tumot Saras Perak Beis Safek Seir Lavan Kadam Safek Habaheres Kadma? We don't know. You have a Safek. We don't know the order. Was Hareza Tamei? Hakadosh Baruch Hu said in this case a Safek it's Tahor. The Rambam paskins in this case you're tamei. He's saying, you know, so he's paskin like the Stam Tanakama in the Mishnah in Sora. Six,
because I think that
because that's right, and Rabbi Yeshua was probably a das yachid, right? So that's exactly right. So just wanted to prove that again from that example. But now let's see, and again, this is sort of what I learned in high school. But now I saw this and say this as Tosfos all over Shas, a number of places in Bamatzia and Erev and Yevamos. He says it right on the daf. And he seems to widen the cases of when you're allowed to, because theoretically, why not listen to the Basco? It's you know, we want to follow Ratzon Hashem. The Basco tells you it's Ratzon Hashem. So, you know, you need a pretty strong reason not to want to follow it.
Troubling you since high school,
and sure.
When you go to high school,
you want to know where you learn something. Yeah, this year, the basis of this year.
Basco is a recess bell.
If you went on YU Torah, Rav Bednarsh, has a series of Machshava Shirim, and these are two Shirim in that series where he talks about Lo Bashamayim Hi. So that was the major part of the shir, and then I heard today a shir from Rav Sabato, who was talking also on that topic. So let's look at source in 8, which is the Gemara in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel. So it says the following: Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Shalosh Shanim. We know this Gemara. Many people have heard this Gemara. Shalosh Shanim for 3 years. Nechaku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing. Hillel says, Omrim Halacha Kamosenu. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kamosenu. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kamosenu. And they said, you know, Beis Hillel said that Halacha is follows us. Beis Shammai said Halacha follows us. Yatza Baskol VaAmra Elu VaElu Diver Elokim Chayim. However, VaHalacha Kabeis. So from there we don't know. I mean, did they follow the Basco? Didn't they follow Basco? Is it?
Didn't follow.
However, look at source 9, and we'll see if that is that true or not. Hagufa, the Gemara in source 9, the Gemara is Erevin Davav, and it quotes the previous Brisa. The Brisa started off by saying that Laolam Halacha Kebeis Hillel. That's the beginning of the Brisa. It says we follow Beis Hillel. Vahadar, and the continuation of the Brisa, which immediately contradicts itself, says it's Armat Harotz Lasuk to Beis Shammai Osa. So the Gemara said, which one is it? You follow Beis Hillel, or you're allowed to follow Beis Shammai? The Brisa in itself, within one sentence, contradicts itself. What?
La'olam in this context could mean Rov Fakihila.
Sure. Okay, look. La'olam means always. Okay, so Lokasha. So he says, Gemara gives two answers. There's no stira. Kan kodem basko, kan la'achar basko. So before the basko came out, you were allowed to paskin like Beis Shammai. After the basko came out, so you see, they did listen to the basko, then you're saying you have to paskin like Beis Hillel. That's the first answer.
You could do either.
No.
The basko said,
Vahalacha kebeis Hillel.
He said, in theory, you could, they're both correct, but
then he says, so you have to paskin like, so you see that they follow, they listen to the Baskel, and they paskin, that's why you paskin like Beis Hillel. Vibrais Ema, the second reason in the Gemara, Havahala Achar Baskel, we're talking about it's both after the Baskel, but the later half of that Brisa, where it says you can follow Beis Shammai, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, who says lo mishmash baskel. He never listens to a baskel. But us who follow, so Rabbi Yoshua, if you had Rabbi Yoshua, you never listen to a baskel. Okay, you can follow Beis Shammai. Us who do follow Beis Hillel, because we don't go that extreme. There are times that we will listen to a baskel. In this case, we'll listen to a baskel, and that's why we follow Beis Hillel. So both answers. Okay, we'll discuss why in this case exactly right. So that's the next source. Source 10 is going to ask exactly right. Why with the first two sources, and we saw that you lo bashamayim here, you don't listen. Case of Rav Eliezer, you don't listen to a baskel. And the case here, we listen to a baskel to follow the Beis Hillel. Anybody know? That's Tosus's question, and then we'll see the answer.
Well, maybe because here it wasn't machria. It wasn't like he didn't go against the halacha.
Excellent.
The baskel came and told me to go against the.
Excellent. So you heard the difference. System. You listen to this baskel in Eruvin that says the paskel like Beis Hillel, because it's going like the rule of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. It's going like that. You don't listen to the baskel from the source one from Bam Metzia, because that's going telling you to go against the rules of Sax and to against the rules. So that. Excellent. So now you're going to ask, so you got half, wait, I'm sorry, so you got half of Tosus's answer, half the Tosus, because then he's saying, if it's following the rules of Psak, you're asking Ira, why do you need a baskel anyway? Exactly right, so that's going to, so we'll see, so it says, Lobash, and Tosus says this in Bava Metzia, I quoted, but he said the same thing, almost word for word, in Erevin, Lobash Shamayimin, Vahadam, or Perakamadi of Amos, and he says it over there too, the Halacha, Kabes Hillel, Mishum Diyot Baskel, so over there we said that in Erevin, you can listen to a baskel, but here by Tana Sholachnai, you don't listen to a baskel. So why not? So Shani Hacha by the Tana Sholachnai, it's different. Shabal Achalak al Divrei Torah. It's going against the rules of the Chsev Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Aval Hasam Adara Beis Hillel Ruba. It says telling you to follow the Rav, so it's going like the Rav. However, he continues. That's only half his answer. But again, then why would you need a baskel at all? E lav da misafkelan e azlinan baser Ruba. What?
That's what the Gemara says.
E lav da misafkelan.
The source doesn't say that. Why is halacha kamosan that the Rav? The Gemara says that shenochin va'aluvin hayu.
Right. Okay. Let me read it because I didn't get to everyone. E lav da havei misafkelan e azlinan baser ruba mishum de Beis Shammai havei charif fatufa. Beis Shammai was sharper than Beis Hillel, had more, and therefore there was the machlokas that they had, sharper, brighter, more brain. So they were saying, Beis Hillel is saying, what halalom halacha kamosenu, Beis Hillel was saying, we have the rule Achrei Rabim Lahatos, but we think it follows rove brains, not rove numbers. Beis Hillel was saying, you should follow rove numbers. They weren't sure for 3 years what the rule, there was no clear rule of Psak, that's why. And therefore they said, you can agree.
They couldn't figure it out.
That's why you need a baskel. Therefore Tosus is saying, when you, for 3 years, have studied all the different shitot, and there's no clear rule of Psak that says, excuse me, had a paskin, then you're in that case, you're allowed to listen to a baskel. Rambam would disagree. Rambam would say, you can't, and even in that case, you can't listen to a baskel. If he said, remember he said, a Navi comes along and says, if he says that halacha kedivrei ploni, if he said halacha, he's a navi sheker. But Tosus is saying, if you had both sides, but there's no, not going against the rule of psak, and there's no clear rule of psak, had a paskin, you're allowed to follow the baskel, and that's why we follow Beis Hillel, because that we listen to the baskel.
I would say a little differently.
You're next.
Yossi said a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Is that here the baskel is not saying, when it says halacha kebeis hillel, he's saying elu divrei elohim chayim.
Right.
They're equal,
right,
but you have to do something.
Okay.
You can't just let it stand. So okay, this is what you should do.
Okay.
But not that beis hillel is correct. They're
So neither is correct, or they're both correct.
Right.
But you have to do.
But you have to follow. But you're.
This is what you do.
Oh, this is what you do.
It's and not the Bais Hillel.
But the reason we follow Bais Hillel. The reason we follow Bais Hillel.
Okay. It's not a halachic decision. It's strictly a practical guidance.
But you're saying. But I disagree. What I'm saying is that he's even according to Rambam says to do something right is going against. Right.
The Bais Hillel doesn't have to tell you.
But we're following Bais Hillel because of the Bais Hillel. You're agreeing that we're following Bais Hillel because of the Bais Hillel. I'm not saying emet b'shamayim. I'm not saying the but we're practically doing the words of Hillel, following their shitot because of the Bais Hillel. And that's what Tosfos would say that, and the Rambam would disagree. Yes. And
then what about the thing that Hillel first presented Shammai's opinion?
Yeah.
And had to know all of Shabbai Shakir.
Yeah, the Gemara just mentioned that.
That is Soter, which is saying that Shammai was brighter. Because if you understand, and even though you understand the point, you can come and bring something beyond that.
Right.
That's convincing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a Midos thing. I don't know if we said that it's. Is that something super that because they were nice, Hashem said we'll pass in that way?
Nice.
Or you're saying it's just a very logical thing. They presented their arguments first, so they would have saw their svaras and came up with
that's
their own.
Right. It's and not then nice.
Right, I'm saying I can look at both ways. I'm just saying
I'm passing by Hillel because
he was sharper. But the Gemara says that Bais Hillel was sharper. Yeah.
We follow Beit Shammai.
Right. Was it the majority? But it was unclear. The rule of Psaka following the majority, does that mean Rove numbers or Rove Chachma? It was unsure. And so we follow Beit Hillel because we now have followed the Bais Hillel that says Achmei Ram Lohadus means Rove numbers. Okay.
That's still a Psaka.
That's a psak. And I agree. And so this is against what I learned. And I learned you can never. Bais Hillel doesn't tell involved in psak. Rambam says you don't get involved in psak. Bais Hillel. Tosfos is saying a Bais Hillel now can be involved in psak. Now look at the second half of the Bais Hillel. It's not. And most machlokes now we have a Rav Moshe said something, and you know Rav Shlomo Zalmanach said something else. Is there a rule of psak that says which one's... There's no clear-cut rule of psak that says one's right, one's wrong. So if a Bais Hillel would say, I want you to follow Rav Moshe's psak, according to Tosfos, you would follow that psak. You know, if you know they gave a Bein HaShmashos between it's been going on for 1,000 years. Do you follow the Shitas of Gaonim, you know, and the Gra, and that's the Bein HaShmashos. So you follow Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Mechaber and Ramah, you know, and that Bein. Which so if a Bais Hillel, there's no rule that tells us, you know, which way to follow. So you know, if a Bais Hillel says, this is the, you know, I want you to do this way, that's what you would do. You would involve that, according to Tosfos, not according to the Rambam.
You know, it's in a vacuum.
And again, I want to continue on.
I don't know if it's
necessary.
Just 1 second, let's go.
I don't know if it's necessarily correct to say that Bais Hillel talks about what the proper process is, meaning the numbers versus the chachma is the same thing as a psak. I don't think it's the same thing as a psak. Mm-hmm. It's saying how to process.
It's telling the rule of psak. Okay, so let me go on to the next. Okay, what did you want to add?
Huh?
The same. Okay, so what does Tosfos also say? Tosfos says, va'od, you would listen to a Bais Hillel even in more cases. Va'od, the Khan, it's only by the case of Atana Shel Achnai. You know why we didn't listen to that Bais Hillel? Really, we would listen to almost every Bais Hillel. We didn't listen to that one. The Khan, lo yatza Bais Hillel, elo mishun kfodo de Rav Eliezer. It only came out, that Bais Hillel was not a real true Bais Hillel. It wasn't really telling you what Hashem wanted. It wasn't really a true Bais Hillel. It's just that Rav Eliezer is standing there. He's a great Talmud Chacham. He says, min ha-shamayim yochichu. And for him, for Bais Hillel not to come out, would have been very embarrassing for him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put out a forced Bais Hillel for his kavod, knowing that the Chachamim would say, oh, that's not a real Bais Hillel. That only came out for his kavod. We're not going to listen to that. Okay, right. This is what Tosfos is saying, but it seems to say that as long as the person's not saying, you know, demanding the Bais Hillel, but if the Bais Hillel just came out by itself, so 99.9% of Bais Hillels, according to this second shita, you would listen to, except the only Bais Hillel you wouldn't listen to is the Bais Hillel that came out for the kavod of the Talmud Chacham. Okay.
How do you know why he came out?
Huh? So what?
Exactly. What's the answer? Right. Why would somebody ask for a possible to come out?
No, because he was in a heated argument. That's what he wanted to. He was so sure of his opinion. But really, so now we had. So we presented three shittot. I think there was a shita. The Rambam says you never listen to a baskol. The shita of Tosus, the first one, would say that if it doesn't go against the rules of Psak, you would be able to follow the baskol. And the last sheet of as long as it's not a baskol coming out for the kavod of the Talmud Chacham that he asked for it, you would listen to the baskol.
So
it gets summed up.
Listening to the baskol is discretionary. Yeah.
The way you listen to that, it says if the baskol is coming against a rule of psak, like Rebbe Eliezer, we don't listen to that
right.
baskol. By Tana Shel
Achnoi.
But if it's we don't know and there's no clear cut rule of psak, then you can listen. Then you can listen to the baskol. You should listen to the baskol. You should listen to the baskol as long as if it's not going against a rule of psak. Source 11 sums it up from this is
how is that from the baskol experience, please? What did that baskol mean? The one that you just said,
it's people,
maybe,
yeah.
It means that it's
some heavenly voice
Loi
came
to
out.
Everybody,
some
of
those
or
people.
Loi to Chachamim.
I don't know. You're in that again. That people. Okay, the heavenly voice.
People come to my office over here, baskol.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay, so now source 11, there is a
Jerusalem syndrome.
The source 11 was that they were asked. Rav Avadya was asked that you say that you paskin that women cannot say a bracha misosei shezman krama. Right. So he says he paskins like the Rambam. He says you can't. Women cannot make those type of brachos. But there is a is not allowed to. So then but there's a sefer called Shutmin Hashamayim from a Mari Mamrush who went up before he went to sleep. He went up and he asked the Beis Neshamah certain questions, and then he got certain answers and he wrote down the answers the next day. And one of the very first, well, first or second of those tshuvos that he said was that he asked him about this psak. Could women make a bracha on a mitzvah shezman grama? And he said yes. So Rav Avadya, how can you paskin against what Shemayim is saying? So he says uvemet in source 11, what I underline. This is Rav Avadya talking. Sheish ladun b'chal ala tshuva sanal im yesh yismoch alein l'achriya ben gedolei haposkim. Can the baskin, the Shemayim, come down and be machriya for what, how we should paskin? Api hora min haShemayim. Ol dilmo damina behem lo b'Shemayim hi. Al kopanim daha ravach ha-shamatata da tosos. He brings down al-machlokas. Ha-tosos pligi al-rambam bazeh. Tosos is arguing on the Rambam. And Tosos holds, usirilei dazlina basa baskol af l'gabei halacha. Tosos holds, like we explained, that you can follow a baskol even when the baskol is talking about divrei halacha. Ve'ishnoma da-hachiname. And this Maria Mamrush, who wrote the
Shutman
Yaakov, I'm sorry, Yaakov Mirush.
He was one of
the Balei Tosos. So therefore, it makes sense that he's following the Shita Satosos, which says you can listen to a baskol. And it's Mavua Batosos, Azin Basa Baskol, Im Enam Midnayat Laruba. However, he goes on to say, I don't think this gets into this idea of baskol at all. All I think is it's a Divrei Chalamos. He just had a dream. No one else heard this. Like you would say, how do you know it's a baskol? Baskol, heavenly voice. People should, you know, be hearing it. And therefore, Chalamos really, Lomori, Nolmala Velomori, don't count. So therefore, I don't put any weight and I can paskin how I want and I don't put weight in the Shutman.
So,
right. Okay. Excellent. You're right. You gave a little nudge. So this is what I saw. This is what I saw from Rav Sabato's source sheet, source 12 and 13. Just added in again. This he quoted Rav Kook, who also quotes this machlokus. Ufidei Satoso, source 12. The Yesh Loma. The high klalad lo b'shemayim he le'inim pshita sfeiko shol halacha b'machos hishnuya. He says, Tosu says that to you, how you understand lo b'shemayim is different than I guess the Rambam, because what does Tosus hold? V'rak ma shahaya neged halacha, only if it goes against halacha, Tosus says, aminin lo b'shamayim hi. Aval dova she'enu yadua lanu le'eza tzad nienot im. We don't know which way to lean towards, which way to go. Shapa machlichim in the shamayim. You can listen, according to Tosus, to the to shamayim. Kamosh yechuyah pi baskol when they said akrei rabim lahatos afilu b'makom demiutam mechadis vei, because they explain how you should rule in that halacha, meaning to rule like Beis Hillel. Okay, so that's until now. The question 13 is gonna deal with is the following. So now, what does each one do with the other one's sources? So what does, let's say, source 2, when we had asked the Navi, and then Ein Navi Rishay L'Chadesh Davar, so that seemed to go like the Rambam, Lo Bashamayim Hi. So what does Tosos do with that source? So Rav Kook explains, that's different. How would Tosus understand source 2 on our page, where they try to ask Yehoshua and the Kohen Gadol and Shmuel, and you weren't allowed to do that? Because he wants to say that the case is different. The Sham, lo hayu yudun studin shel safek. They forgot the halacha completely. They didn't know. They forgot 3,000, 1,700 halachas. They didn't know. In Cain, if it was reintroduced to them, that would be like Ketorah Chadasha. So that would be over the thing of Ein Navi Rishar L'Chadesh Davar. V'zeh Yefshar. You couldn't do this. L'alzeh Namar Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Aval, Kishen No Dalanut Stadim Shal Safek. If we know the Safek, the Safek is before, and we just don't know, you know, it's not going against any rule of Sak, you know, each one, you know, it makes sense. Nishapim Achlichim Min HaShamayim Etzad HaSafek Shalem V'Nimsa Nebuah Chuzer Sol Divrei Torah. So then you can listen to Abaskal. What about the Rambam doing with about paskin like Beis Hillel? So you must say that we don't paskin like Beis Hillel because of the Baskol. It must be that hundreds of years later in the time of the Maharim, not because of the Baskol, there was Nimnu Vagamru, and then they and everyone decided to follow at that point in time Beis Hillel, and that's why we follow Beis Hillel, but not because everyone, and there was a majority, and there was no other, and there was no discussion at that time. Everyone agreed.
The Gemara in Shabbos about the Tana who was in the Aliyah, and Aliyah Tagag, and they came to visit him, and he was working on.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, so now I wanted to end off. End off now. Excellent. We'll try to finish by 10:00. The question that I'm going to ask is I understand, but let's go back to the Tana Shel Achnai, and there was a Baskol. So I understand, according to Tosfos 2, second answer, why we don't listen to that Baskol, because that Baskol only came out, right? Because of the cover of Rev Elias. It's not a real Baskol, so we're not going to listen to it. But according to Tosu's first thing, according to the Rambam, why did the Baskol, you know, why did the Baskol come out? Or, and then why don't we listen to it? Why wouldn't you listen to, to Hashem's will? So the first answer in Source 14, I'm going to give four answers to this. So the first two in Source 14 is Reb Nissen Gaon is trying to say, oh, we're not really going against Hashem's will, because two reasons again why it wasn't a true Baskol. We heard one reason because it came out only for the kavod of the Rabbi Elezer, but we're saying two other reasons why it's really not, when we paskin like the rove in that case, and we're matame the oven, we're really not going against the psak and shamayim. One answer is follows. It says the zeshamu yotze baskol v'amra malachem etzor rev Eliezer shalacha kamosu b'chol makom or isi bo beis chuvas. There's two answers why you're really not going against the baskol in Tana Shalachnai. The first answer is the following: ha'achas ki baskol lo amra shalacha kamosu b'davar zeh. Ela b'chol makom stamhu shetamra ve'efshal lamar shabchol makom zulati zeh hamakom haisa kavanasa. You can interpret the Baskol. You're not going against it because you're smiling, but you can interpret the Baskol as saying he didn't say that the halacha is like Rabbi in this case. I want you to imagine like, and then I want you to be matayar. He says it's b'chol makom. Make a diuk. B'chol makom. It's like Rabbi Eliezer, but not in this case. The Chachamim were supposed to, therefore, since you have this way out, according to Rav Nissen Gaon, he thought, Rav Nissen Gaon, the second one's a little better. Rav Nissen Gaon, okay, well, Rav Nissen Gaon wants to say, again, the question was really bothering him. Why, you know, why do we, you know, we're passing and like the Chachamim, but how do you do that against the Basco? So he wanted to say it's not the Basco's really wasn't reflect was we're not passing against the Basco because the Basco was saying passing like Rav Eliezer in all cases, but not in this case. So when we don't passing like it in this case, we're actually not going against the Basco.
We explain the Basco.
We explain the Basco away. Correct. The second answer is saying also it's not really. It's not a problem to go against this Basco because the Basco really wasn't telling you what Hashem really wanted the Pesach to be, and he says Ve'efshal Omah Shadom Lo Basco. Okay, Vashenit, the second to last line underline. So this is the second reason why we don't follow the Basco. Shelo Haisa Kavana Ella. Lenasot et haChachamim im yanichu haKabbalah shebiyadam vaHagmar shebepiem b'shvil Basco v'im lav v'domu l'mashikasama ki menas Hashem lekechem etchem. Similar to what I started with, he wants to say this Basco was just a test from the Shemayim to see would the Chachamim break their rules of Achrei Rabban Lahatos and listen to a Basco. Just like sometimes the Navi says, the Chumash says, there's going to be a Navi Sheker and he's going to do Osos and the Osos are going to be true. True. The charges are going to happen. I mean, it's amazing. But he tells you to go worship Avodah Zarah or something. But I'm testing you. But the question is, why would Hashem allow those miracles to be true? You know, the only reason he's allowing those miracles to be true is because he wants to test you. Are you going to be faithful to the rules of the Torah? Are you going to be so? Therefore, to here too, the Basco came out to test the Chachamim. Are you going to be faithful to the rules of the Torah? And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says, "I know it's a test. It's similar to a Navi Sheker. I'm not listening. Lo Rashamayim hi." And therefore, by passing this way, you're not really going against the Shemayim, because the Shemayim didn't want that. Either didn't want it because it came out because the cover of Rabbi Eliezer, or because the Basco never said what we thought it said. We explained it away. It never said the halachas in this case, only other cases. Or it was just testing us to see if you're going to follow, but I really want you to follow the rules. Yes.
I think all of these answers hurt this Gemara, which is one of the strongest and most important Gemaras in town.
Okay.
And it's trying to tell us that we have a system and correct, a rule and lo bashamayim, and all of these answers, he didn't really mean it. It's hurting
excellent,
the point of this whole
Gemara. you're gonna like the ketzos. So we come and turn the page, and I'll give two more answers that are going to say, no, the Basco is really reflecting what Shemayim is. And what you're really saying is, I don't care.
That's the whole point.
That's what you're saying. I don't care what Shemayim says. The Torah was given to us here on this earth, and we follow and we paskin what the halacha should be, and we don't listen, and we have to work, and we don't listen to it.
So that's
excellent. So then the Ran says, if that's true, so the Ran says the following thing. But if it's true, so then you're doing against what Hashem,
of course,
Hashem wanted. He says the following. I understand if you say that there's no tamei mitzvos. If you say that the only thing that I do because the mitzvos are the only reason I follow mitzvos is because Hashem commanded the mitzvos. But there's no intrinsic truth to the mitzvah itself. There's nothing inherently wrong with stealing and murder and cheating. The only reason why there's wrong is because Hashem said it. As long as I follow the rules of what Hashem said, I'm doing fine, and that's lo bashamayim hi, and nothing's going to hurt me. However, he's going to say, that's not what Rov Rishonim feel. Rov Rishonim feel that there is tamei mitzvos. There is a reason. Hashem, it's not morally neutral or just completely neutral of saying, just Hashem could have said, just as easily have said, steal, cheat, lie, and be it, as Hashem said it because it's good. It's not, Hashem
how
told
would
he, us.
How would say the other? It's against the whole idea of Emmet.
You're saying Emmet would. Okay, so we want to say that. We want to say, is it that there's an independent ethic, almost independent? The only reason we do something, the only reason it's good, is because Hashem said it, or Hashem said it because it is good? So, Roe Postman said, Hashem said it because it is good. So, if that's true, that Hashem said it before is good. So if you say, the Ran, Drasha Saran, is going to ask the following question. Bashamayim, we're saying it's going to say tahor, but really that on earth it's going to say tahor, but really in Shamayim it's tameh, and Hashem said it's tameh because in effect it is tameh. It's bad for us, right? But we're going to follow. You want to say lo bashamayim? We follow the halachic process. The halachic process says tahor, so he's going to compare it to almost like a poison. The doctor says, I think this is good for you. Okay? So you follow the halachic process, you follow the doctors, you do it. But in actuality, right, it's tamei, right? So I'm going to do it. Something bad's going to happen to me, according to the dresser, has to understand, according to that. So what do you do? Do? So he answers, I'm going to, well, a certain answer, but I think that Sos is going to come even in a better answer. But look at the last paragraph of source 15.
It's theologically inappropriate. To say that God says something because it's good. God defines what is good. Mm-hmm. And that's a different statement.
So if you say,
and if God defines what is good,
right,
then God defines for Shemayim this is good.
Right.
And for that's us, this process is good.
Right.
And that's why there's even a shita that says that before Mashiach it's Hillel and after it's Shammai. And Elu ve'Elu does not mean that both of them are equal. Elu ve'Elu is explained is that that's by the menorah, for instance, the Chanukiah. If it's Mosif or Mari, the Hashem Bashamayim does both, but we're not able to do that.
Right.
So we do it one way. But to say, it's almost blasphemous to say that God says so because it's good.
Okay, I think that's what he wants to say. Right, okay, I think he wants to say actually opposite of what you're saying, and it's not just that it's good because God said it, but God said it because it is good. Again, a long discussion amongst the Rishonim. But he says,
to Rabbanan,
you didn't understand.
Answer the spoken question.
We'll talk afterwards. But let me just finish this, because Tensu, and then whoever wants to leave can leave, and then we'll continue discussion for as long as as long as people want. So he wants to say his answer, the Rosh Hashanah, is that Lefisha, he wants to say, by following, there's a good to follow the Chachamim, and that good is going to outweigh the bad of actually if the Chachamim passing against the Emet, which is in Shemayim. And therefore, nothing bad is going to happen to you. He thought something, you're doing something bad. So that was his answer. But I think that the better answer
so in other words,
is
the Paskins, they don't just Paskin Halacha, they Paskin Metzius.
Yeah, we have.
No, they're paskening if they say
they change nature.
No. That's going to be more the ktsos. I think what he's saying is no. They said tameh, and really maybe it might be type of poison because they're saying tahor, so you're going to do it. They're saying tahor. They're going to tahor. But listen. They're saying tahor, but really in Shemayim it's tameh. No. You're going to follow it, but that's going to. We thought that's going to hurt you, but he's saying listening to the chachamim is better. It's going to give you more protection than whatever it is intrinsically, and therefore you're not going to come to harm. The ksos, let me just finish, and then we'll continue. The ksos is going to say even more. The ksos says, listen to this medrash. He says, should you create the world? So Hashem said, there's a medrash that says, chesed be'emet. Chesed said, create the world. Chesed omer yivra, shekulim alech hasodim. Be'emet said, Omer lo yivra, don't create the world. Shekulim alech shkarim, because it's full of lies. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He threw down Emet down to the ground. Yishlichu arza shenema v'tishlach Emet arza. So amul lefanav. They said, Ribono shel olam, atam avaza tachshon shelcha. Your signet ring, your seal, is Emet, and you're throwing Emet down to the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yotzonu shetal eret min hashamayim. So what was this machlokis? Min ha'aretz. So what were the malachim saying? Hainu mishum diyaduah sechel ha'adam, human intellect, it can't delve to the depth of real truth, and if something is not 100% true, it is sheker. So man is never going to be able to get to the emet, and you're saying we're going to paskin like man, and that's going to affect all the alamos el yonim forever, and it's going to be sheker. It's not going to be according to the emet. Your seal is Emet, and the whole universe is going to be not going along according to Emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I think this may be what you were pointing at, I'm redefining emet. I want emet to grow from the ground. Emet is not an absolute emet in Shamayim. Emet is going to grow from the Chachamim, from the ground. The Chachamim agree to, we are going to redefine now as the emet. Right? And then he wants to quote about Hemanti Ki Adaber, and he says, Vizohi Bricha Satori, brings the Bricha Satora. Asher Nasan Lano Torah's MS. He gave us the Torah, and the Torah, now we decide what's MS. She Emet Itanu, V'chaye Olam Nata Besochenu. And our eternal life is now planted, again, with this, I think, playing off that medrash that it was thrown down and grown up bitochenu. So I think if you want to say, if once we say that the emet now is defined by what the chachamim say, so therefore, you know, then you are following the emet, and even if so, you're not belittling. Doing the opposite, you're not belittling the Baskol. The Baskol said what it said. Shamayim thought it was one way, but we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave the Emet over from Shemayim to the earth and said, with the Chachamim, with the Seichel Anoshi, decide, with the halachic process, that is the Emet, and that's what we should follow.
It's like a kid who becomes of age, and his parents don't want to do with the kid.